Welcome to this special Easter Monday, Easter Live session. My name is Olumide Emmanuel, and I'm going to be your host in the next 1 hour. I'm going to try as much as possible to share some stuff within 30 to 40 minutes max, and then we'll see if we can do like 15 minutes of question and answers. So let's spread the word around. So today is Easter Monday, and I want to talk to us on how to do business part-time and succeed. And it's very, very important for us to take advantage of this opportunity. So if you do not have a pen, I will advise that you get a pen so that you'll be able to take some notes, and then or get your tablets or your, you know, device and just get ready to take some notes. I'm going to be sharing a lot of stuff with you. If you don't already know about my book, the School of Money book is known as the Bible of Wealth Creation. It's a book that teaches you how to make, manage, and multiply your money, and also serves as a blueprint for entrepreneurs. I'm presently in the UK. I had an amazing meeting. The School of Money London was a success. That took place last week, Saturday. And the School of Money in Manchester was also a huge success. And that took place last week, Sunday. It's been an amazing time just sharing with people. I've had series of meetings, you know, Insta Live sessions, Zoom sessions with different groups. Tomorrow I'll be on another radio station just sharing. So the trip to the UK has been very, very fruitful. And we're wrapping it up this week. But this evening, I want to just spend time with us. And we're going to be going into the School of Money book. And I'm going to be dealing with how to do business part-time and succeed, which is chapter 25 of the School of Money book. Chapter 25 of the School of Money book. That will be how to do business part-time and succeed. So if for any reason you do not have this book, the School of Money book, then you need to get a copy of this book. It's a book that will be a tremendous, tremendous help to your journey when it comes to wealth creation. And you can get the book from my website, www.olumideemmanuel.org. www.olumideemmanuel.org. Or you can call our office. You can call the office line or send us an email. So for those of you that are in Nigeria, you can call 0809-144-7423. For those of you that are in the UK, you can call 077-907-89724. And for those of you that are in the U.S., you can call 770-380-8414. 770-380-8414. And you can send an email to our overseer at gmail.com. So that's how you can get the School of Money book. But let's go straight to how to do business part-time and succeed. Over the years, over the decades, I've been privileged to I've helped a lot of people on their journey to wealth creation. And one of the major challenge that I see a lot of people face is we have a lot of people that are in business, that are doing, you know, in a particular career or in a particular profession they are working, and they are not okay with their salary, they are not okay with their income, and they know that they should be doing something else to get extra income, but they just don't know how to go about it. And many of them are like, you know what, I'm busy, I have to be in the office, I'm busy, I have a lot of things I'm doing. In order to be able to grow in my career, I have to focus on my career, I have to do certification courses, I have to do this, I have to do that. And I know I should be doing business, but you know, I just don't have the time. I don't have the time. And you know, there's nobody to trust. It's better for me to just put my money in the bank. Let me just be seeing my money. So a lot of people go through all that stress. And some people have actually tried to do something by the side, you know, what we call in Nigeria side hustle or hustle or whatever. So they want to do some side hustle and they want to do some, you know, side jobs and all this. And it's just a lot of challenge for a lot of people. So you find out that there is a wisdom to doing this, because sometimes a lot of people have done business full-time, they have failed. Some people have done business part-time, they have succeeded. So your ability to succeed in business is not necessarily a function of the funds you start with or what kind of business you run. Whether it's full-time or part-time, you can fail, you can succeed, depending on a lot of factors. And that's why I just felt that today we'll be able to look into this, because I want to see how I can help you to be able to break this down, so that those of you that are career people, you'll be able to know how to begin to navigate your way into succeeding in the things you do by the side. And we've also had stations where people have actually done side business and they have entrusted it into the hands of people that have betrayed them. Or people have done some investments and they have put money into, you know, some platforms that have ended up disappointing them. So you have a lot of people that have now come into a place of paranoia where they are not even ready to invest in anything. They are not anything investment, anything that has to do with, you know, trusting other people. They are not interested. They would rather put their money in a zero interest account just to be seeing their bank balance to, you know, satisfy their emotion and their mindset. But you need to understand that in the world that you and I live in, you cannot just settle for mediocrity or settle for status quo or settle for a level that is below the possibilities of God for your life. So let's begin by trying to understand what we mean by part-time business. When you say, well, how to do business part-time, what exactly do we mean by part-time business? So let me state clearly that whatever you do for 60% and above of your time is not a part-time business. So if you are doing something, you are investing at least 60% of your time on something, that is a full-time job. So when you say something is full-time, anything you give 60% and above of your time and your attention to is full-time. That therefore means that when we are talking of a part-time business, we are talking of something that you don't really have time to even give too much attention to it, because you are probably busy doing something else as your primary, you know, source of income or your primary job. So a part-time business, therefore, is any business, any venture that you get involved in that requires you to put just about 10 or 20% of your time into it. Because if you are doing full-time, you're spending 60% of your time in full-time, when are you going to rest? When are you going to be able to do other stuff? Because, for instance, we have people that do 2, 3, 4 jobs just because they are just trying to make ends meet. And at the end of the day, they still remain in poverty, because if all you are doing is earned income, it's not going to work. Because for earned income, you have to work to earn a salary, and then your money is taxed even before it gets to your pocket, and you still have to keep going through that cycle. And that's why I'm one person that believe that people should consider, you know, moving into entrepreneurship and consider coming into a place where even if they are not entrepreneurs, they are investors. Because everybody cannot be an entrepreneur, but everybody must be an investor. And there is no way you can become rich and wealthy just earning salaries. So you need to add something else to that, and that's where investment comes in. So whatever you give 10 to 20% of your time to, that's what we are now calling part-time business. So whatever you do that is secondary to your primary job or your primary focus, that is what we call part-time. So that means you are working, you're probably a medical doctor. So as a medical doctor, you are doing your medical profession, and as someone that is a medical professional, that's your primary assignment. So you are virtually there most of your time, but you also have something by the side that you do. That thing you do by the side that you give 10 to 20% of your attention to, that's what we call part-time business. You are a teacher, you are a pilot, you are an engineer, you work in the oil servicing industry, you work in the hospitality industry, you do all kinds of shifts, but at the end of the day, there are stuff that you also do by the side that you can put in your time into. Those are the things that we call part-time business. So having understood that part-time business is any venture or business or platform or stuff that you get involved in and you give between 10 or 20% of your time to, that's part-time business. So how then do you succeed in this part-time business? So I'm going to be sharing with you 10 principles 10 principles, 10 guidelines, 10 wise counsel that will help you. And like I said, everything is going to be coming out of the School of Money Book. So in the School of Money Book, chapter 25, we have the 10 success strategies for doing business part-time. The 10 success strategies for doing business part-time. So in order for you to do business part-time and succeed, the first principle is you must draw up a realistic plan ahead. Draw up a realistic plan ahead. You know, many times in business, we have what we call the feasibility study. We have the business plan. We have all kinds of stuff that people talk about. And when people want to do business by the side, they don't mostly give attention to feasibility study and business plan. They just think, that's just a side also. No, even though it's a side also, even though it's just something you do part-time, even though it's something you do by the side, if you're going to succeed, then you need to plan it in advance. You need to sit down and have a strategic plan. You need to have a goal. You need to have a plan. You need to have a strategy. So that is what I call the GPS. Now, the GPS, Global Positioning System, the GPS helps you in your vehicle. That's what you use when you use the Google Map. The Google Map works with the GPS system. When you have a Google Map, a GPS system in your car, it can help direct you to wherever you need to get to. So if you are going to become successful, you also need to go through what I call the GPS. That's goals, plans, and strategies. So you need to have a goal in advance. So if, for instance, you're a medical doctor. Now, as a medical doctor, you go to work, and then you have to work Monday to Friday, sometimes Monday to Saturday. You work in the bank. You have to work Monday to Friday or Monday to Saturday, and you want to do something by the side. You want to open a chemist, a pharmaceutical store. You want to open a barbing salon. You want to open a supermarket. You can't be in the bank and at the same time be in the supermarket. You can't be in the hospital and at the same time be in the pharmacy store. So it therefore means that you need to sit down and have a plan to say, okay, I want to start this by the side. I'm going to start from my house. And I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Yesterday, we had a very, very powerful meeting at the headquarter church in Nigeria. It's CAPSA 2022. Now, CAPSA 2022... it's the fifth edition of CAPSA. CAPSA is Career Business and Skill Acquisition Summit. We do it once every year, and we bring business professional. And we had one of the speakers, the founder of Giddy Cakes, and he was sharing an amazing story of how he was working, the wife was working, and they realized that they needed to start, you know, taking this, their cake and confectionery business serious. And then they had to get a staff. And the staff will resume in their house. So the staff will resume in their house by 8 a.m. They will have gone out very early. They will leave the key under the rug for the staff to pick up. And the staff will now start baking the cake and doing all the stuff. By the time the wife will come back, the wife will do all the, you know, decoration and icing and all the stuff. Then by the next day, he will go and do the, you know, as a marketer, he will go ahead and do the distribution and the supply. Now, that's a plan. So they were both working. And they had that plan. When I was listening to that, I said, I'm like, wow, this is what I'm going to preach tomorrow. These guys are already mentioned. So if you were not there yesterday, you can go to the church YouTube channel and go to the Facebook channel, CBC Nigeria on Facebook. And it's like 4 hours of amazing session. Yesterday was just something else. Those guys were amazing. They were just super. The question and answer was, it was just powerful. So go get it. So number one is to have a plan. You can't just wake up and say, I'm planning to start this chemist. No, sit down. Have a plan. If you fail to plan, you avoid the plan to fail. Proper planning prevents poor performance. That's the first thing that needs to happen. Have a plan. Have a plan. And then plan ahead how you are going to handle all the different aspects of what you do so that you will not be busy working and putting money into a business and somebody is swindling you or somebody is just milking you because you are not available. Number two, be ready to give quality mind attention to the business. You must be ready to give quality mind attention. Now, you have heard the phrase, mind your business. Mind your business. When you hear the phrase, mind your business, the real meaning of that word is put your heart to what is yours. Put your heart to what is yours. Even in the Bible, The Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. So put your heart to what is yours. So mind your business. So give that business quality mind attention. So it therefore means that if you are doing business, as a business person, you are doing business part-time, you are a surgeon, you are a pilot, you are a teacher, you work in the telecoms industry, you work in IT, you don't have the time, but you have set up a consulting business or a training business or a bakery or a transport business, and you've planned ahead, so you have a feasibility study, you've done your plan on how the business will run. The next thing that will help you to succeed is to give it quality mind attention. Because if you don't mind your business, nobody will mind your business. If you don't mind your business, nobody will mind your business. So the mind is the gold mine from where you mine the gold that you need for your life. The head is the headquarters. So I used to tell people that in my family, there's no bald person in my family. If you know me, when I started out, my hair was full everywhere. But now, bald head because of thinking, you know, because the head is the headquarters. So you need to make sure that you give that business quality mind attention so that you begin to mind the business. What that means is, even though you are working in an office, because you are mindful of your business, when you see a magazine and you see something that relates to your business, it will catch your attention. You'll be able to, when you are listening to the news or people are talking or just gisting around you, and you hear something that will help your business, you are able to catch it. You become like a sponge. You are able to catch a lot of things. Why? Because you are minding the business. When you are not minding the business, you walk through a billboard, you listen to an advert, it will not even resonate to you that this thing will help you because you are not minding the business. It's later you now say, I think I've seen something like that before. That's true. I didn't think of that. Oh, the reason why you did not think of that is because you are not minding your business. So you need to give your business quality mind attention. Number three, the third thing that will help you to succeed when it comes to this issue of doing business part-time is you need to consider doing it as a partnership or joint venture. You need to consider doing it as a partnership or joint venture. Now, I say to people most of the time that, you know, it is better to have 50% of 1 billion than to have 100% of 10 million. Sometimes in the bid to try to own it all, we end up owning zero. And we end up becoming casualty because we don't want to lose control. But you need to understand that you get more done when you don't care who gets the credit. You achieve more if you don't care who takes the glory or who gets the credit. So collaboration, partnership, synergy is the language of the 21st century. So as an individual, if you are talking about doing business part-time, one thing that is very, very important for you to consider is consider partnership or joint venture. Because you may not have the time, so you have the money. But you might need to partner with someone that has the time, so that the person will give their own time and manage the business while you will be the one putting in money. Because if you don't do that, sometimes it might not work. So you might need to consider that, okay, this business I want to do part-time. To me, it's part-time. Let me partner with someone that will do it full-time. So you are in it part-time as an investor, as a silent partner, but the other person is in it full-time. That's what they do. Because you need to understand that there are people that have money without time. And there are people that have time without money. And there are people that have no time, no money. And there are people that have money and they also have time. So what you do in partnership in this dimension is, you have the money, you don't have the time. Look for someone that has the time and the expertise and the skill, but they don't have the money. And then let the two of you come together and collaborate in partnership. Or you do it as a joint venture. Today, I still had, about 3 meetings today. This online meeting is my 4th meeting today. And one of the meetings I had with a couple today has to do with joint venture. They're talking about some joint venture stuff, and we're looking at how it's going to work and all the stuff. So sometimes it can just be joint venture. Someone brings in this, you bring in this, you put it together, and the deal is done. So depending on the kind of business you're talking about, depending on the nature of the business, the nature of the industry, you might begin to explore the joint venture aspect. So for those of you that are just joining us, we have been looking into how to do business part-time and succeed. I'm Olumide Emmanuel, and everything is coming from the book, The School of Money Book. The School of Money Book, it's the book that is known as the Bible of wealth creation. It's a book that will help you to know how to make, manage, and multiply your money, and also serve as a blueprint for entrepreneurs. So if for any reason you do not have a copy of this book, your library is not complete. There is no library that is complete without the School of Money Book. And to get the book, you can visit my website, olumideemmanuel.org. There is a secure payment platform on the website, and you pay and you download. And if you need us to send the book to you anywhere in the world, you can call any of the offices. To call the headquarters office in Nigeria is 0809-144-7423. And then you can call the London number, 077-907-89724. And to call the number in America, you can call the office in Atlanta, is 770-380-8414. 770-380-8414. And you can get the book. So we have established that the part-time business is anything that you give 10 to 20% of your time to, because whatever you do for 60% of your time is considered full-time. And then there are 10 strategies that will help you to be able to succeed in your part-time business. Number one, you must have a plan well in advance. So draw up a realistic plan in advance. That's number one. Number two, give your business quality mind attention. Quality mind attention. Then number three, sometimes it is best to do it part-time. Sometimes it is best to do it as a partnership or collaboration. Sometimes it is best to do it as partnership or collaboration. So number four, allow your staff to have stake in the business. Allow your staff to have stake in the business. So when you are doing business part-time, the amazing thing I've seen is that a lot of people don't understand the concept of win-win. Win-win is a very, very powerful concept in life. I don't know if you remember the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. That book is an amazing book. I have an entire masterclass on that book. I've trained people with that book. That book is amazing. And one of the seven laws or seven principles there, or seven habits of the highly effective people, is think win-win. Think win-win. When you are not thinking win-win, you're going to get into trouble. I remember I have a friend that runs an organization, and he's relocated out of the country where he was primarily. And then last year, he just called me out of the blues. I was like, this person has left. This person has left. This person has left. So I told him, you said it too. I said, but what do you expect? You have relocated. You left. So you will think that you will relocate them. People will see that just be running your business like that when there is no stake. It doesn't work like that. So many times when you are not thinking win-win, when you are not thinking win-win, you will not consider your staff. Because the question is, so you expect that somebody will just be working for you for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and they don't have any stake in the business. It doesn't work like that. So if you are doing business part-time, since you are not there, and people are going to be giving their life to helping you to build your business, then they should have a stake. So one of the major things that will help you to succeed in part-time business is to allow your staff to have stake in the business. When they have a stake in the business, it will work. We, in the real estate industry, we started introducing a lot of stuff, people getting, referral bonus, people getting commission, and that changed the dynamics of the game in the real estate industry, because a lot of people were like, okay, why should I help you to sell land? So when we started out, I remember 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, we were just telling people, if you get somebody to buy, we'll give you commission. It was strange that, you mean for doing nothing, if I just bring somebody, you just pay? I say, yes, I'll pay you. And then there was even a time when we introduced upfront commission, where you bring people, and even though they are paying instrumentally, once they pay the first money, we pay you off your commission. And that was something that, because they had a stake. So if you want to do business part-time and succeed, the fourth thing you need to consider is to make sure that the people that are running the business for you, the staff, they have a stake. And that's why you need to begin to consider, you know, target bonus, performance bonus, equity, and all the and special, you know, bonuses, so that they will know that, oh, we are not just here doing this stuff. We are here laboring. This man is not here full time. This woman is not here full time. But we know that we are not just here. And that's going to work. For instance, one of my mentees that came with the brother today, they came for a mentorship session here in the UK. And I was like, you were still in Nigeria in December. How did this one just happen? Now you are in London. You are doing this. Everything. This has happened. She was telling me how that she was working for, you know, she's a medical doctor, but she was, because I was like, you are just doing youth service now. Where did you just jump to London? And she said she was working for this medical laboratory people, and they have this little clinic that they were running, and then COVID came. And that since they were struggling, but immediately COVID came, she said the owner of the stuff just changed the clinic and everything into an isolation center. And that when the government could not accommodate people, that they were collecting 10 million. That because people, rich people were just coming to them, they were not willing to die. That they were collecting 10 million naira per person just to deposit 10 million to come to the isolation center, be on oxygen and all the stuff. She said, sir, my madam became a millionaire in 3 months. A billionaire in 3 months. That in 3 months, over a billion entered. I said, yeah. That's so when they were saying people were suffering in COVID, that they were making money, that the madam made so much money that she became a billionaire within months in 2020. And that they too were benefiting. That even as a staff, that she was able to gather almost 5 million as a staff. That so if as a staff we are making millions, that's how she was able to pay for a professional exam to come and write the exam in the UK. So she came to UK to write an exam, and as she was finishing the exam, they offered her a job. She wrote to the government to say, I came for my exam, oh, they have offered me a job, oh, and within 3 weeks they sent her documents. Now she has a residence, she has a work permit, and she's doing well. She's just here less than 4 months, she's doing amazingly well. So she came for a session today and she was telling me that. So you find out that one of the things that helped her is the fact that when that woman was making money in COVID, the staff too were benefiting from it. So when you want to do business part-time and you are not going to be there fully, don't be using people. Think win-win. Nobody's there to just labor for you forever as if you are the only one that knows how to make money. They also have a family. They also have dreams. They also have aspiration. So when you think win-win, you will suddenly realize that there is enough to share. There is enough to go around. Everybody will be okay. But not that you work in the bank, or you're a medical doctor, or you work, you know, you're a pilot, you are traveling around the world, you are doing well, and then you now open a supermarket, or you open a pharmacy store, or you open an hotel, and then you just expect people to just be working and no salary. You say, am I not paying them? No. Apart from paying them, when people are doing something for you and they are really, really producing results, then there should be something they will get for doing that. That is very, very important. Number 5, put quality control measures in place. Put quality control measures in place. Put quality control measures in place. For those that have listened to me for years, you know that I've told you over and over again all the different experiences I've had in business. The secret of great men is in their stories. When it comes to business, you'll be amazed. If you don't put quality control measures in place, people will defraud you. You will be shocked. You know, for those of us that are Christians, you know, because I'm a pastor, I'm an apostle in the marketplace, I do business. One way or the other, I can't separate myself from who I am. I'm a pastor. That's my core personality. That's who I am. That's the center of all I do. And because of that, I have a lot of people that work with me, work for me, work around me, that are also Christian. I'm like, these are my sons and daughters. So I took a lot of things for granted when I started business. So a lot of quality control measures were not put in place. And you have not been duped until the Christian dupes you. You have not been duped until a pastor dupes you in the name of the Lord. Then you will not dupe. And I was defrauded big time. At a point in time, in fact, I had one of my staff that took 11 million and collected 11 million from a customer, they were using it to do MMM. I had staff that were, you know, using my receipt booklets. They were collecting money, paying into another account, writing receipts. I went through all kinds of stuff. I had, in fact, till now, there are many things I'm still trying to settle that as a result of some of the things that I took for granted. Just thinking that, oh, we are Christians. Oh, you'll be shocked. You see some people, they look like Holy Mary. But the kind of spirit that is at work in there, you'll be shocked. So you need to put quality control measures in place. Don't just trust blindly. Trust but verify. Investigate before you invest. So make sure you put quality control measures in place so that even if the devil wants to use somebody, it will be difficult for the devil to succeed. So that you make sure that you put quality control measures in place. It's very, very important. So quality control measures has to do with when it comes to even from the point of resumption. Because you'll be shocked. You are not there. Somebody may not even be in the office. I remember when we didn't know how powerful people are when it comes to the ministry of telling lies until GSM came to Nigeria. And you'll be hearing somebody by your side say, no, I do Okoko now. And the person is in Abuja. I do Okoko. I'll be with you very soon. I'm on my way now. I'm almost there. And then you'll be shocked. Somebody will be calling you. And you'll say, okay, how are you? Yeah, no. I'm on your streets now. I did the streets now. And the person is in a plane on the way out of the States. So it's very, very important for you to, you know, make sure that you take that serious. So put quality control measures in place. Let there be, time, people clocking when they resume. There's movement charts so that people can, you know, let you know where they are going to, what they have done. Let there be a worksheet where the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what have they done? When it comes to finances, you need to have, you know, control measures, no cash, all money must be paid into the bank, impress, you know, to all these things. So get the School of Money book. All these things are documented because of time. So get the School of Money book and make sure that all these measures are in place, because you'll be shocked too. I remember one of my staff said that she was sick and she took 3 days off. So she came to work on Monday, took time off. Monday, Tuesday, she was in the office and she said she will come on Wednesday, but she will not come on Thursday and Friday, that she's not feeling fine. She's going to the hospital. And you know, sometimes some people are just plain stupid. I'm telling you. Do you know what happened? This lady went for a wedding. The person that said she was sick, she was going for a wedding outside Lagos. And she was so daft that she was now posting it on social media. So she was supposed to be in the hospital. She posted it on social media and they were dancing. They were dancing and enjoying themselves on social media. And I'm asking myself, you are not thinking that you told us in the office that you are sick. You told us you are going to hospital. And now you are on the social media and you are dancing Azonto. It was in the days of Azonto, 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 Azonto. I said, I'm not going to be sick. Lord, you Azonto. She was doing Azonto on social media. I said, what kind of human beings are these? You know, so you need to understand that all these things are very, very important if you are going to become, you know, all that you need to be. So we are looking at how to do business part-time and succeed. And I'm presently now on number 5. And we are going to number 10. But I don't really think I should give you everything, because this one is a free seminar. And there are many of you that just like free things. You just like collecting free things. And I don't know. Right? Let me see. Let me give you, because somebody is now asking, what are the quality control measures? Free seminar, Easter life, lawfare. You want to collect everything free. So you need to go and buy the book. Get a copy of your School of Money book. Very, very important. Get a copy. So let me see what I can do in another 5 or 10 minutes so that I can take some questions. Number 6. Get current information about your field or your industry. get current information about your field or your industry. What does that mean? If you are doing business part-time, you need to be current, because being current is the currency of life. Being current is the currency of life. So you need to be current. So make sure that even though the business is a part-time business, you need to subscribe to journals. You need to subscribe to journals. You need to, you know, go online and follow all the professional bodies. So if you have professional bodies with reference to the book, somebody's asking how much is the School of Money book. Nigeria, $15,000. London, £30. America, $50. So if you are buying in America, it's $50. Buying in London is £30. Buying in Nigeria is 15,000 naira. Okay, so make sure you get all the information you can about your field. Very, very important. So that you will be correct. Because sometimes what you think you need a lot of, staff, machineries, you may be shocked that there's a particular software or a particular program, a particular site, or a particular organization that can actually do everything for you and make things easy. So you need to note that, and it's going to be a very good help. Number 7, create seasons of full-time attention. Create seasons of full-time attention. Okay, somebody's asking, say, I don't do Amazon. Go to my website. I am the Amazon. I am the Amazon. Olumideemmanuel.org. That is the Amazon. So I don't do Amazon. I am the Amazon. So if you want to buy, go to my website. I'm not going to be doing Amazon. For Amazon is a rich man making money. So what he's doing, I'm doing it for myself. So then the traffic come to olumideemmanuel.org. God bless you. Okay, so you have to create seasons of full-time attention. So what do I mean by that? Now, even though you are doing the business part-time, there are times when you need to be full-time. So what do I mean? So if you are working Monday to Friday, you can now decide to say, every Saturday, I'll be in my office. I'll be in the business, if it's a business that works on Saturday. So that means once a week, you are there full-time. Or you can now say, in the evening, when I close, twice a week, I will close from work and go there, depending on the kind of business. And then you can say, okay, when I'm on leave or during public holiday. So like now, this is public holiday now. We had Good Friday, we have Saturday, we have Easter Sunday, we have, what is this one again? Easter Monday, Monday. So this Friday is good. This one is, what do we, okay. Full-time. So now this full-time attention, when we say full-time, somebody saying it's 7,000 for the e-book on your side. We are doing promo for the e-book. So we are doing promo. Now, so when you have like Easter now, so that means on Good Friday, you are in the office. Saturday, you are in the office. This Easter Monday too, you are there. Depending on the kind of business, if the business is open. And then when you are on leave, instead of going on leave, you use your 1 week leave, 2 weeks leave, 3 weeks leave to sit down with your business. Or when it's any other general holiday like Christmas period, when people have a long holiday, you go and sit down there. So what that means is that while the business is a part-time business to you, there are times when you give it full time. It can be once a week, once a month, 2 hours a week, or whatever. You go there, sit down there, and watch what's happening. Then, number 8, delegate and outsource some roles in that business. So if you are doing business part-time, there are some things you need to delegate and there are some things you need to outsource. E.g., accounting. You can outsource the accounting of the business to an accounting company. So the accounting company can now go there, do the accounting, income, expenditure, and take stock and do all your, financial accounting, do bank reconciliation. They do all the accounting stuff for you, do the auditing. So you can outsource that. You can even outsource your marketing. You can outsource your PR. You can outsource your branding. You can outsource your storage. You can outsource production. So what that does is major aspects of your business is now in the hand of somebody else to help you handle, and then it will help you to become successful. So outsource some of the. Number 9 is don't starve or overstuff the business with money. don't starve or overstuff the business with money. Sometimes, because you are doing business part-time, you starve it of money. When they say, we need this, you know, all the money I've given you people, and I'm not going to give you any money. All the money I give you, I'm not going to give you any money. I'm not going to give you any money. If you don't give them money to do what needs to be done, change what needs to be changed, upgrade what needs to be upgraded, you may end up stifling the business. And because you don't trust people and you are not there, you are not believing them, you are not giving them money, and then there is trouble. That's number one. Number two, sometimes you can overstuff the business. When you overstuff the business, that's another trouble. Because if you overstuff the business, you give them so much money and you are not there to monitor things, they can just be milking you. And then it will become like Fikemba. You know, when we were growing up and we used to do physics, chemistry and biology, and we had people that would go to their family and go and collect money for textbook. And they say we should buy 3 textbook. One is Phi, one is Chem, and one is Ba. Phi, Chem, Ba. Somebody else will say the textbook is Bio and Law and G. You know, we have Bio, Law and G. So if you are one of such people, so before you know it, they will just tell you want to buy flushing and regassing, you know, to flush and regas, and then you'll be collecting. They will just be deceiving you and collecting money from you. So you need to make sure that you don't do that. Then number 10, network powerfully. Network powerfully. Network powerfully. Networking is very powerful. You need the right people in your corner. You need the right people in your corner. So networking is being in the right network. Network with people above you. Network with people on the same level with you. Network with people below you. So have the right mentors. Have the right connection. Be in the right tribe. And all these things will help you. So I think these 10 things are very, very important. So if you need more clarity, you can get the book, The School of Money. And then I have an entire audio program on how to do business part-time and succeed. It's also available on the website. So you can go to the website and also download the audio programs, how to do business part-time and succeed. So before we go into questions and answers, the book is available. And then we have houses for sale in America. So there are 2 houses available for sale in the U.S. So if you're interested, they are being sold at 50% discount. So with $70,000, you get a 3-bedroom house in America plus tenants. And the tenants are paying $750 a month. So with $70,000, you get the house plus tenants. And within 60 days, you start earning money in dollars every month. And then the Madiba products are still available. So you can go to madibaglobal.com. MadibaGlobal.com, and then you can buy into. We have the short let apartments, so if you need a place to stay or you know anyone that needs a place to stay, they can come to use any of our short let apartments. We also have the Madiba car hire services, so we have escort vehicles, we have Toyota, Prado, Kia, Sportage. You can do that. And then we are building a 9 unit of 2-bedroom luxury apartments. So if you want to buy into the apartments, 2-bedroom is $29 million, and it's a massive opportunity that you can take advantage of. So all these are available. Just call the numbers, call the office number and take advantage of them. Okay, so the floor is open. Let's do 15 minutes of question and answer. So if you have a question, you can use the question button. Okay, so this one says, thank you for the teaching. Can you give us the names of journals to subscribe to? Thank you. Now, depending on the business you do, go online and Google different journals and materials that can help your particular industry. Just Google it, you'll get it. Abiodun says, I'm at the crossroad of outsourcing my marketing for my part-time business. My problem is how to let go because I have an idea of the internet marketing. I need plan to outsource, run them. No time. No, you have to let go. You cannot fall in love with an idea. It's money you need. Okay, so don't fall in love with your idea. Let's go. Lawal, is there an office in Abuja where I can pick the book? Yes, there's an office in Abuja. Call the office, 0809-144-7423. Number 8, I didn't get number 8. Please recap. Well, maybe somebody will give it to you. Adaize. you know, pay Adana free seminar. You won't get the hotel for free. So if somebody will help you, they will give you number 8 before we close. Then the Madiba stuff, well, go to madibaglobal.com. Madibaglobal.com. Download the brochure and study all the different things we have. Okay, Ade is it? Okay, yeah. So question, let's see another question again. Good evening, Sam. Into, well, ask to Mama, your question is not complete. Please, I need a contact for the houses in U.S. Call the office in U.S. 770-380-8414. U.S. 770-380-8414. The number for Abuja, just call the number for Lagos. They will connect you to Abuja office. Our office in Abuja is in Kubwa. So just call 0809-144-7423. And then this video will be on my YouTube channel. So you can go to, I'm going to put it on IGTV now. And then I'm going to put it on my, so you can go to Olumide Emmanuel on YouTube. Olumide Emmanuel on YouTube, and then you get the video and watch it all over again. David Sulek, say, I need a mentor. How can I get one, sir? Well, look for people that have what you want. Contact them officially to let them know you like to be mentored by them, so that they will let you know if they have an established mentorship platform and how you can be a partaker of their mentorship. And that's the way to go. So if you want us to be your mentor, contact us officially. Elion says, how can I get trustworthy people that can manage my business? You have to interview them, take them to an interview process, or ask for referral. Yeah, ask for referral. Honor Frederick says, I think you mean internal control, not quality control. Yeah, it's everything depending on the kind of business. You know, I mentioned internal control, I mentioned quality control. If, for instance, now you are into cake, you are into ice cream, you are into drinks, you also need to put quality control measure there to be sure that what you want them to be producing, bakery, is what they are producing. Then internal control, yes, I get you, thank you very much, but they are both necessary. Both internal control, quality control, it depends on the kind of business you are doing. So, thank you very much for that, Frederick. Joshua, good evening, sir. How do I manage my staff as someone doing business part-time? I've told you, once you have the staff, one thing that needs to be current is supervision. Another thing is regular training. So there has to be supervision, there has to be training, there has to be internal control that guides things, because even though you cannot micromanage them, you have to put systems and structures in place that will help you to be able to manage things. That's the way it works. And then just trust that as you train them, they will respond to training. And then make sure they are also compensated. Win-win. Opugo Benga, can one do multiple part-time business while still receiving salary? Sometimes what you are calling multiple part-time business might just be multiple struggles. So it might just be multiple struggles. So it may be possible depending on what the part-time business you are talking about is. Because you can be working and then you have a transport that is doing transporting for you. That's part one business. You can also have a bad business. So it's possible, but we need to be careful so that we don't get into multiple struggles, thinking that we are doing multiple. Then how can I contact you? I've given you all my numbers. So Lagos number, London number, American number. That's the number. Call any of those numbers, you will reach me. Or email ouroverseer@gmail.com. ouroverseer@gmail.com. Nwagiri Kingsley, I'm a student. How can I start business while schooling? Plenty. Business is all about what do people need. What do people need? If you have something they need, you give to them. So as a student, you can sell underwear. The people buy brassiere, they buy pants, they buy boxers, they buy singlets. As a student, you can have a barbing saloon, you can have a photocopying center. As a student, you can do photography. As a student, there are many, you can be by selling books, selling notebooks, selling. So there are so many things you can do. Just look around you. What are the needs around you? Meet the needs of people. Solve problem. Offer value, and you're in business. Solo says, I'm currently in Taiwan, but I'm a Ugandan, and I've been thinking of venturing into real estate. How can I go about this? Wow. That is one of my major forte. So, Solo, I will advise you to contact us. We have a massive pack. It's called How to Do Business Part-Time and Succeed. It's about $1,000. How to Do Business, Real Estate Executive Master Class. Real Estate Executive Master, there are 10 DVDs and a massive manual. It's about $1,000. So if you order for that, it comes with a one-year mentorship. And then it will help you. I am KBAC. How can I start real estate business in Nigeria with little cash? Well, the best way to start with little cash is to start as a realtor. That means you are a marketer. You are selling for other people. That's the lowest entry point in real estate. You don't need money. So you can also contact us. Go to MadibaGlobal.com and download the brochure, the Madiba brochure, and then you can register as a Madiba realtor. I will train you, and then you'll be able to start selling for us and learn more about real estate. And from there, you can begin to make money through your own commission. And if you can afford to buy what I just recommended to Solo in Taiwan, you can get the Real Estate Executive Masterclass Pack. It's about $1,000. It's 500,000 naira. And then you can get that. It comes with a one-year mentorship. Ox to Mama, I'm interested in the beauty and saloon business. How do I do that part-time by partnering with someone? What partnership structure should I have? Well, if you want to do beauty saloon, you can just build the place, beautify it, and sell table. So each barber will buy a seat. So you can have 4 seats, and they will buy the seat and be paying you monthly. So you don't really, it's their business. They are the owner of the table and chair. They will just be barbing in that table. So if you have 4 of that, let's assume they are paying 50,000 a month. You make 200 from there. Then you sell space. Manicure, we collect manicure and pedicure. You sell a space. Hairdressing salon, you do the mirror. You buy the machine. And then you give them. So they will be paying you for the space that they are using. And you will be the owner of the salon, but they will be the owner of the space. And then you will now have maybe like a manager that will manage everybody. And then you take care of the lights and electricity and everything. And take care of maintaining the place, and they pay you. But if you need any other thing apart from that, then it goes into consulting, and we send you an invoice, because counseling is free, but consultancy attracts a fee. So Ox to Mama, if you need more than what I've told you now, send me an email that you need us to consult for you. We'll help you do your business plan, help you do recruitment, help you set up the business structure, and we'll send you an invoice. For where there is a voice, there is an invoice. God bless you. Is there a mutual fund or other investment platform run by organization that I can invest in? Well, for now, the only thing we have is the real estate investment scheme. We used to run what's called Fingerprint Investment Club. We shut that down in 2018. But we are doing only real estate investment scheme now. So anything we do now is directly tied to real estate and explain with real estate so that people will get it clear, because the fingerprint issue, people did not understand that it's real estate. And when we say come and collect land, they say they don't want. Come and collect house, they don't want. So if you have money, for that one it's minimum of 5 million. So if you have 5 million naira, you pay 5 million, we give you 20% every year. And it's a 5-year tenure. We don't do short-time investment. So you bring 5 million minimum, we give you 20% every year. At the end of the 5 years, you collect your capital back. So it's minimum of 5 million. But you can call the office, and then, so Tomike, call the office. I will take you from there. Akoibo, how can I start importing things from China to Nigeria? I don't do importation business, but I will advise you, look for somebody that has done that or somebody that is doing that, and let them become your mentor. Let them become your mentor. I do not do importation at that level. I've never been to China before, so I don't do importation, but I can guide you. I know things to say, but I don't just like to focus on what's not my primary area. But you can actually do drop shipping, you know, and you can buy through drop shipping and all those stuff. But just look for someone that is already doing it, and then you can now get them to mentor you. Okay. Simon Global, I want to venture into real estate business. How can I start? Same answer. Get the real estate pack. Either you start as a realtor, so you can register as a realtor and be selling for us or for other people and get a commission, or you buy the Real Estate Executive Masterclass Pack. It's a massive manual with 10 DVDs. It's about $1,000, and it comes with 1 year mentorship, and then we train you and guide you through the process. How do I get your email? That's my email there, ouroverseer@gmail.com. ouroverseer@gmail.com. Okay. Is Rwanda good for real estate investment? Oh yes, we have an apartment building we are closing on in Rwanda. So Rwanda is good. If you want to buy something in Rwanda, you can contact us. We have 2-bedroom apartments in Rwanda, $40,000 for 2-bedroom apartments, and then it comes with guaranteed rent contract for 5 years. So contact us, send me an email, and let's talk Rwanda. And Kabi says your Madiba Realtor section is closed. Okay, if it's closed, then send us an email, let's see, because yes, I think we have crossed the number, because I'm not really into crowd, so we have crossed, we just need 100 realtors, and I think we are 280 something realtors. So I think we were screening them, so we're going to drop a lot of them this month, and then they'll probably be able for you to come in. So I'm KBAC, send an email to us. Let's see how we can work something out with you. Okay, Peace Ebukola is talking to Akpoyibo. Says she should contact somebody, something trendy Korea, that she takes master class on importation from China. So I'm not the one recommending the person, no. It is Peace that is recommending the person, no. So note who is recommending, so that when you get there, I don't know the trendy Korea, but consider this is what networking is all about. So go there, go and learn, because I don't know about China. I'm not an expert in China, Nigeria business. Please, is the Common Sense office that we should call, or Madiba? It's the same thing. Any number you call, Common Sense, or Madiba, Common Sense Group is the name of the company. Madiba is a product. So Madiba Global is a series of products that we just released this year. So any number you call, you are talking to the same company. You can send me a message concerning the China importation business, okay? Another person says you should send them. So please, all the connection you are making on this platform, you know me, I don't know anybody, you caveat, disclaimer. So whatever, buyers beware, whatever the business you are connected, so that you not say, I met him on Dr. Lubide Manes' program. So you permit yourself and do your due diligence. Investigate before you invest. Don't come and be calling me that you gave money to somebody they didn't deliver. Okay, I think we're good. So we're rounding up now. Let's hear your final. I just concluded the class. Awesome. Ah, perfect. Peace Bukola says she completed the class. So this is a testimonial for that person they say you should contact. So this is a good testimonial. So thank you. Okay, so thank you all. We need to close now. God bless you all. So on Sunday, join me on Sunday. We are having a session, myself and Omoni Oboli, building your personal brand. Myself and Omoni Oboli. Yes, 20% return on investment for 5 million investment for 5 years. Yeah, it's still on. If you are interested, contact us so that you can join. It's still on. So, God bless you all. God bless you all. Happy Easter. So, join me with Omoni Oboli next week, Sunday. 8 p.m. Nigerian time next week, Sunday, Olumide Mana and Omoni Oboli, building your personal brand. So don't miss it. Next week, Sunday, don't miss it. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Let me see. Any other question here? Akpoyibo Felix, how can I make a driving bus for me to be paying regularly without failing? Okay, you want to get a bus? Send us an email, let's see if we can connect you with people. So that means you want to get a bus for higher purchase, that you'll be paying little by little. So God bless you all. I appreciate you guys. It was nice having this time with you. God bless you all. I came to your office in Lagos from London and left email, but no response. Please, which email, low? ouroverseer@gmail.com. We always reply our mail, so maybe you got the wrong email or you went to junk mail. So please resend us the email or call the numbers we have given to you. paid for the entrepreneurship masterclass, but I've got the link. Okay. Did you want to say you have gotten it or you have not gotten? Because what you wrote is you have gotten. If you have gotten, that's good. So enjoy the class and let us know. If what you are saying is you have not gotten it, please send us the email. Send us the email, ouroverseer@gmail.com, so that you will know. Or you call the number. If you are in Nigeria, 0809-144-7423. 0809-144-7423. So, official Mr. Will, call 0809-144-7423. So that you talk to the admin and then they will know what's happening. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 0809-144-7423. If you are in London, it's 077-907-89724. Mike Davis, I spoke with some of your personal assistants. Whenever you call, ask for Mr. Paul Mark and speak to Mr. Paul Mark. And if you speak to Mr. Paul Mark, he's the administrator of the academy. He will sort you out. If Mr. Paul Mark is not able to sort you out, then contact me, then I will deal with the case, because he's here, he's listening to you now. So Paul Mark, M.K. Davis, he said he has spoken to some people. So you guys should sort yourself out and make sure that you satisfy them. So sorry about that, but it will definitely be looked into. So God bless you all. If you are in America, you want to buy the American house, the number is 770-380-8414. 770-380-8414. So guys, enjoy yourself. I'm going to put this on my IGTV now, and it's going to be posted on YouTube. So you can go into Olumide Emmanuel on YouTube, and you have loads of stuff there that will really, really bless you. And get the School of Money book. Make sure you get a copy of the book. Very important. And then don't forget to join me. Follow me on all my social media platforms. And join me next week, Sunday, Olumide Emmanuel and Money Oboli. The house is where in Time Hospitality. The house is in Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. They're all in Detroit. There are two, actually, just two left. We sold the other one. So two left. They're in Detroit and they have tenants. The tenants pay $750 a month. So you are buying the house with tenants. There is no, at that side, there is no discount. 70,000 is the 50. Go online, check the house is 130,000-150,000. So the 70,000 is already 50% discount. So it's 70,000. Okay, God bless you all. I've got to sign out now. Where can I pick up the book in Lagos? Please just call the number we have given to you. Predis Cakes. You don't even need to pick it, they will come and deliver to you. 0809-144-7423. Call them, they will come and deliver to you wherever you are in Lagos. And then you just pay maybe another 1,000 for delivery. Okay, God bless you all. Bye.